At 6:31, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 cases in Colorado are at their lowest since mid-October, though there are still more than 1,000 cases reported each day on average. Coronavirus deaths have also fallen. They are now at levels last seen in late October. Meanwhile, Colorado is nearing 1 million doses of vaccine administered, though some of those have been repeat doses for people in the first groups. A Colorado program aims to help kids from low-income families with uncontrolled asthma breathe better. About 8% of the state's children have asthma. Prevalence is higher for African-American children and growing for Latino kids. The program will connect families to local resources to reduce asthma symptoms and manage asthma attacks. Dr. Robin Dieterding is the medical director of Children's Hospital Colorado's Breathing Institute.
There'll be over 500 students that they hope to contact and impact.
The program won a nearly $3 million three-year grant to expand statewide to communities including Greeley, Grand Junction, Montezuma, Cortez, and Lamar. A new documentary revisits old Colorado with a new artistic mission. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
In the documentary Crestone, director Marnie Ellen Herzler follows her high school friends to a small southern Colorado town that gives the film its name. Her friends had become SoundCloud rappers and wanted to grow weed and create music in a town known for its spiritual history. The adventure inspired Herzler to take a creative approach to nonfiction filmmaking.
Pretty much throughout the whole editing process, I knew I wanted the film to feel like browsing an infinite social media scroll or clicking between tabs on a computer, whether you're watching a YouTube video and then you open Instagram, then you move to Twitter. I wanted that feel of just like an endless loop of content.
Crestone is available to watch online through the C Film Center's virtual theater. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
The Denver Zoo is closed for the third day in a row over the holiday weekend because of the cold. A zoo spokesman says it's a new policy brought on by the pandemic to close when it's 20 degrees or colder. That's because animals will mostly stay inside, but the public can't go in most of the zoo's buildings to see them or to warm up because of COVID-19. In past years, the zoo has closed a handful of times each winter because of snow. And temperatures this morning are still below zero along the Front Range. Highs will be in the 20s today and getting warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.